Let us pray. Lord, we pray that you would come now by your Holy Spirit. We pray that you would speak to us by your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. We continue on with our theme of prayer as we move towards Lent in just over a week and a half's time. We are focusing on the Lord's Prayer. On Wednesday, as I was saying, we undertook the first meeting of our prayer course. I know that on Tuesday evening, one of the discipleship groups were also looking at the prayer course. It was very much an introductory session that we had. So as Pam was encouraging you to do, as I was encouraging you to do at the beginning, even if you can make it, then I would encourage you to come together for that. What we were asking on the prayer course last Wednesday was, what are your hopes when you come to think about growing in prayer? What are your hopes when you come to think about growing in prayer? What are the challenges that you face when it comes to thinking about prayer? And in the reading that we're going to be using throughout this period, the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray. This week we want to focus on the first line of what we have come to know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. This section of our thinking about the Lord's Prayer is all about adoration. It's all about reverence. It's all about bowing down before a God who is holy. But I want to ask you a question from everyday life. What are the things that you adore? What are the things that you adore? This last week, on Friday, was Valentine's Day. The 14th of February was Valentine's Day. For reasons that are best known only to me, I was in Tesco at 7:30 on the 13th of February. And it was very interesting just how many blokes there were in Tesco on Friday the 13th of February at 7:30 at night.
Thursday.
Yeah, I just checking. Yeah, you're not messing this region. Woo! So Thursday was the 13th of February. Friday was the 14th. Right, okay. Thank you so much for your correction this week. What are the things that you adore? Valentine's Day is all about our adoration for the one that we love. And again, if you missed it, guys, then apologies for highlighting that. What is your pride and joy? What is your pride and joy? When I was a curate, I once was a curate, when I was a curate in Somerset, one of my church wardens had a MGBGT sports car. It was bright red. And every Saturday he used to get it out and he used to shine it, he used to gloss it, he used to clean the wire wheels, he used to do everything with it. And I think in the 3 years that I was there, I only saw it actually going down the road once. But it was his pride and joy. You know, he put a lot of care into that car. So what are the things that you adore? What is your pride and joy? You might want to make a list. But then maybe you might not want to make a list. Because the question that I really want to ask you is, what is the most important thing in your life? And when the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, Jesus teaches us how to pray, and the first things come first. Our Father. He is the Father of us all. In our 9:15 service this morning, we were reflecting on Psalm 8, which talked about giving honour and thanksgiving to the God of creation, the God who is with us always, the God who is higher than all. And we worship our Father. He is the Father of us all. So when you come to pray, realize that you are not praying on your own, even if you are on your own. And we're encouraged to find times where we pray when we lock ourselves away in our room or wherever it might be that you come to pray. But remember, you are never praying on your own. Never praying on your own. Throughout the world, billions are praying. In the heavenlies, the heavenly hosts and the saints in heaven are praying. You never pray on your own. And when it comes to some of the difficulties that we might face in life, remember that we are coming before the Lord. We're all in the same boat. He is our Father. But He's our Father in heaven. He is holy. He is sacred. He is other. And we bow down before Him in adoration. Over and over again in Scripture, when we read of men and women who encounter the Lord God Almighty, they are brought to a place where they fall face down. Lord, I'm not good enough. Lord, You are holy. You are worthy. And again, there's an interesting thing for us to think about as Christians when we come to think about how we approach God in prayer. I love the bit from the Narnia Chronicles where the Lord God is portrayed as Aslan the lion. And there's a wonderful bit where they're talking amongst themselves and somebody says, well, yes, we know his name. His name's Aslan, but he's not a friendly lion. And that there is that wonderful blend that we are encouraged to come before God as Father, Abba Father, Daddy is the Aramaic. But other than that, there is also this sense of He is holy. He is worthy. He is the one that we bow down. Our Father in heaven is to be hallowed. We set aside time to bow in reverence and adoration before a holy God. Now again, hallowed, it's not a word that we use too much in modern vernacular nowadays, is it? I was hunting around trying to think, well, you know, what other areas do we use the word hallowed in? And we talk about the hallowed halls of wherever, Bradford University, or whatever. We talk about hallowed ground. Pete was here earlier and I was teasing him about the hallowed ground of Otzel. And he went, yeah, we're playing in Dewsbury now, mate. And I said, yeah, you're playing Featherstone Rovers today. I wish you well. But again, we talk about the hallowed ground, the hallowed halls. And again, it's that whole sort of thing of, you know, something to be revered, something to be honoured, to be hallowed. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What we revere, what we hallow, what we are encouraged to put first is his name. The Lord God Almighty. But in one time, the word that we used was Yahweh, or the word that we didn't use was Yahweh, Jehovah in the Greek. And again, there was a time for God's people where they were not allowed to utter the name of the Holy One. There was a time when the only time that the representative person was allowed into the Holy of Holies was once a year. It's interesting when you track it back in the Old Testament how it came about. There seemed to be a sense that God was moving towards his people and coming towards his people and opening himself up to his people. And then it was the people who sort of said, oh, no. I'm not good enough, Moses. You go. And Moses went, to me. Because he neither felt good enough to approach a holy God. With the coming of Jesus, and with the crucifixion, the resurrection, with Pentecost, that dividing wall has been broken down. The temple curtain is torn from top to bottom on Good Friday, top to bottom. God's action. And the dividing wall of hostility, as it's called in Scripture, is broken down. And we are encouraged to approach the Lord our God. His name is Jesus. Jesus, the name above all names. Jesus, the one that we seek to follow each day of our lives. There's a wonderful passage in the Acts of the Apostles where Peter is visiting the Areopagus, and all the philosophers are all there philosophizing about, where do we get wisdom from? Where do we get this from? Who's in charge? Who, you know, we need to turn to all these gods, and you turn to this god for this, and that god for this, and that god for another. And Paul says to them, I notice that you have a statue to an unknown god. That was the statue was there, and the inscription at the bottom was, to an unknown God. And what Paul goes on to say is, let me introduce you to him, this unknown God that you worship. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. So when we come to think about prayer, when we think about this phrase, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It should affect how we act in prayer, our approach in prayer. Someone once said that what we do on the outside is a key reflection of what's taking place on the inside. And so, again, I'll put up on the screen one approach to prayer, falling face down before the Lord. Sometimes in prayer we will lift up holy hands, because the Lord is holy. Sometimes we will bring our hands together in prayer. And again, it's all about who comes first. And this is our starting point this week. We'll continue further on with it in our course on Wednesday, as we think about what it means to adore the Lord our God, to hallow his name, to put him first. We're going to continue in our worship. I want to introduce to you a new song. Ask that you would remain seated as we enter into this song. And this is a song that lifts up the name of Jesus. The words will come on the screen. If you feel able to join in, please do. If you want to sit and listen, this may be a time of meditation for you on these wonderful words.
Darkness, you're the only right among the wrong, you're the only hope among the chaos, you are the voice that calls me on, louder than every lie, my sword in every fight, the truth will chase away the night. Your name is power over darkness, freedom for the captives, mercy for the broken and the hopeless. Your name is faithful in the battle, glory in the struggle, mighty if we'll let us down our failures. Your name is power. Holy Spirit,